The children's author Beverly Cleary died yesterday in Carmel, California. She was 104 years old. Beverly Cleary created some of the most authentic characters in children's literature: Henry Huggins, Ralph S. Mouse, and of course, the feisty, unforgettable Ramona Quimby. Through Ramona, generations of readers tore around the playground, learning to write in cursive, rebelled against tuna fish sandwiches, and acquired all the glorious scrapes and bruises. For NPR, Zoe Chase has this remembrance of the woman who brought Ramona Quimby to life.
Beverly Cleary's simple idea to write about the kids in her own neighborhood ensured that her books have never gone out of print.
I think children want to read about normal, everyday kids. That's what I wanted to read about when I was growing up. I wanted to read about the sort of boys and girls that I knew in my neighborhood and in my school.
Her writing style, clear, direct, uncomplicated, was just like the author's own trajectory. She told NPR that she decided to become a children's book author in fifth or sixth grade. By the time she was a Portland, Oregon children's librarian in 1940.
Boys particularly ask, where were the books about kids like us? And there weren't any at that time.
So she sat down and wrote Henry Huggins, her first book about a regular little boy on Klickitat Street in Portland. Henry Huggins was a hit upon first printing, but her readers wanted to hear more about the little girl who lived just up the street.
Ramona is a bright young student. That's my girl. But lacks focus, often daydreams, disputes the need to spell words correctly, and has very little respect for the rules of grammar or rules in general.
Ramona Quimby, the most famous of all of Beverly Cleary's characters, was unforgettable, mostly for the mistakes she made. In this clip from the movie Ramona and Beezus, Ramona's older sister Beezus has just received all A's on her report card. Ramona hid her report card in the freezer. Spelling was never Ramona's subject.
And when I try to be original, she just shoots me down. Like when I invented the word terrifical, she goes, Ramona, that's not a word. And I say, it's a lot funner word to say. She goes, funner isn't a word either. I mean, what kind of teacher is that?
Beverly Cleary's memories are cinematically detailed. In her autobiography, A Girl from Yamhill, she writes about clamping around on tin can stilts and yelling, pie face, at the neighbor. She was an only child who grew up in Portland during the Depression. When her father lost his job,
I was embarrassed. I didn't know how to talk to my father. I know he felt so terrible at that time that I guess I felt equally terrible, and I think adults sometimes don't think about how children are feeling about the adult problems.
Cleary used her crystal-clear recall to capture the tribulations of young children exquisitely in her books.
She was a pioneer in this contemporary, rooted-in-reality kind of book for children, stories about real children.
Barbara Lilicki edited Ramona's World for HarperCollins, the most recent of the Ramona books. It was published in 1999. Lilicki says that Cleary changed the entire field of writing for children, away from fantasy and historical fiction. Beverly Cleary books racked up awards and were constantly reprinted and reillustrated. Librarians everywhere keep a shelf of just Beverly Cleary. Teachers read the books aloud to their students.
I think deep down inside, children are all the same.
NPR asked Beverly Cleary why her books rang true for children decades after they were published.
They want two loving parents, and they would prefer a house with a neighborhood they can play in. They want teachers that they can like. I don't think children themselves have changed that much. It's the world that has changed.
And Beverly Cleary, with her honest, straight-talking heroes and heroines, certainly changed it for the better. Zoe Chase, NPR News.